welcome everyone to a very special Mass on Mother's Day, which always follows our First Communion. And I'd like to welcome the Knights of Columbus, who are our honor guard. And I'd like to welcome the Bell Choir. They add such a beautiful sound to our procession. In a very special way, may I welcome all of our First Communicants, who today will crown the Blessed Virgin Mary Queen of their hearts. How beautiful that is, the connections of all of this, the Ascension, Mother's Day, First Communion. See, because what's going on, in a certain sense, they're crowning Mary the Queen of their hearts, but they know that it was Mary who gave them and us the very body of Christ so long ago, 2,000 years ago. When Mary said to the angel, "Let it be done to me according to thy word," and she conceived by the Holy Spirit, and Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, Mary gave to the world the flesh of the Son of Man. It was Mary who gave Jesus his human nature. And his divine nature, of course, was from all eternity, and it is he who comes to us in Holy Communion and came to our children yesterday and the Saturday before in Holy Communion. I'm just so pleased to have them and their families here. Now, if there may be any other children who came a little late, and you're in your First Communion outfits, or not even, you don't have to be in your First Communion outfits either, but if you made your First Communion last week or yesterday, and you'd like to sit with the kids who are going to be in the procession to crown the Virgin Mary, just come right up and just sit with them now. We'd be more than welcome. So anyway, the most important feast, of course, of today, of your mother at that time, is Mother's Day, but it really is the feast of the Ascension of our Lord into heaven. Now, the point of the Ascension of our Lord is a couple of different points, and the first point, of course, is that Jesus, who did not belong here, but belonged in heaven with his Father, ascended into heaven, and therefore says to the rest of us, "You don't belong here either. Our true home is in heaven." And we return and we yearn for the longing, we yearn and long for the return of Jesus, who will take us to heaven. So that's the first most obvious meaning of the resurrection, of the ascension. But in a certain sense, the ascension has an awful lot to do about who we are as Catholics, who we are as members of the Catholic Church. How often do we hear people say, "Well, you know, I believe in Jesus, but I don't believe in the Church. I don't believe in the Catholic Church." And actually, we hear that often. And usually, it's in the context of someone who is involved personally with something that goes against the teachings of the Church. So they say, "Oh, I believe in Jesus, but not the Church." Now, if the Church were simply a club, if it were an organization, if it was even a company, you know, Hewlett-Packard with a cross, you could see how people might understand how policies were no more than just rules formulated to help in the smooth running of the organization. The Catholic Church, however, since the ascension of Jesus into heaven, claims that when she teaches, she is speaking for God. She is thinking about things visible and invisible, about morality, and about how we are to live our lives. The Catholic Church says that when she teaches, what she teaches is what God wants us to know or to do. And in this way, the Church claims that she's more than just an organization, but is the very presence of Jesus Christ on earth, and that the Church teaches all the people, and not just Catholics, but all the people, what they need to know and to do in order to get to heaven. No less an authority. You might think, "Oh, this is Father Branken doing his goofy stuff again." No less than an authority than Pope Francis said just this week that it makes absolutely no sense for anyone to say that they believe in Jesus but not in the Church. He says that if we belong to Jesus, we must necessarily belong to the Church, and therefore we must belong to the Pope, to the bishops, to the Mass, to Catholic tradition. We must belong even to good Catholic families to teach their children the ways of the Church, the ways of the faith. we are all the church. And the Pope tells us, this week he did, if we want to listen to Jesus, then we must listen to the church, the Catholic Church, and it is that important. Now, where do we get all that? Because it was Jesus himself who said to the apostles, before he ascended into heaven, he said, go into the whole world and teach them everything I have commanded you, and baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and know that I am with you until the end of the world. Could it be any clearer than that? And in fact, that is the meaning of the ascension. The church, in the absence of Jesus in heaven, the church is the mystical body of Christ on earth, and we believe and do and teach all that our Lord wants us to believe and do and teach, and we do all that by being with the church and in the church. Because all the members of the church, from the bishops to the priests to the nuns, from fathers and mothers of families to the children, obedient to their parents, we are the presence of Jesus in the world. And if we do not preach Jesus, if we do not teach Jesus authentically and truly, then he is not preached if we don't do it. He is not taught if we don't do it. And his word does not get into the world unless we do it, in our families, in our homes, in our pulpits. We need the church to help us see what our Lord wants us to see and to understand what our Lord wants us to understand, particularly these days in regards to morality. We have the whole world lined up against us. You read the papers, you see the television, the same as I do, the media, the politicians, and the great mass of modern people. And that whole world tells us that we are wrong, particularly about family, particularly about love, particularly about life. And the world tells us that love is about nothing more than pleasure, no matter how we get it, and if life gets in the way, then get rid of that life. The world says that nothing, not gender, not babies, not any Ten Commandments, no church, no Pope in Rome, should stand in the way of our pleasure. If we want to do it, we should do it. That's what the world says. And we hear this every day, 24/7, on the internet, on television, in the media. The propaganda never ends. And in the face of this overwhelming propaganda, we can grow weak. We begin to doubt, well, maybe the church is a little wrong, maybe the Pope should back up a little bit, maybe the Pope is a little out of step with the times. But it was always this way. The world has never accepted what the church was teaching. The Romans didn't accept it, the communists didn't accept it, the Nazis didn't accept it. Why should we expect any better from the American atheists? But as faithful Catholics, we can never forget that if the church teaches that marriage is of men and women, husbands and wives, for the purpose of having children, then that is Christ teaching us. And if we want to know what true love is, we look at these children right here. We don't have to read papal statements. We don't have to read papal homilies to know what is right and wrong. We just follow our Catholic instincts. And we can see what is right and wrong just by looking at the way we live our faith and how we do our customs and traditions right here in church. Look at these First Communion children who in the last week received the body of our Lord in Holy Communion. It is the first of a million times in their lives, and they are now crowning the Virgin Mary as queen of their hearts, queen of their families. Look at how sweet they are and how proud their parents are of them, and think how beautiful is the love that brought them to this life and sustains them in family with brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and everyone living in sweet accord. And look at how they're praying so sincerely to Jesus and Mary for blessings upon them and their families. Now, do we see this beauty and loveliness and love anywhere else in the modern world? No, of course not. Will we see it tonight on the television, or this morning in the papers, or at midnight on the internet? Of course not. We will not find Jesus apart from the Catholic Church, but we will find him with the church and in the church, just like now, with our families, as family. With Mary our mother and God our father and Jesus our brother, these children and their families are living proof of the beauty and the truth of Catholic teaching about love and life. Living proof that Jesus is with his church and that his church is with Jesus. And that's all we'll ever need to know. Blessings on your children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.